From JMI Wealth, this Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Hi, Mike.
You like the look of NZME?
I did. The company results keep rolling in, and I thought we'd stay local. Should we call it local? Look, it's not the biggest company on the NZX, Mike, but as always, we sort of try and look through the numbers and see what we can divine about what's happening in the real world there. So, yes, NZME. So, listed on the NZX, and of course, the owner of Newstalk's NB, but been a bit of a wild ride for the old share price for NZME. I was just looking back at March 2020 when the share price was actually under 20 cents, and you had a recent high there of $1.78. But I think the point of interest with this NZME result is the strength of the advertising revenues. This is the result for the first 6 months, so first 6 months of calendar year to June 30. But you've got very strong advertising revenue at a time when consumer sentiment is sort of very much in the doldrums, and you would have thought that advertisers would be cautious. And if we look at the recent sentiment surveys, I mean, consumer sentiment is terrible. We get an update on that later in the week. We've got ANZ Consumer Confidence later this week. But, Mike, think about, we've been talking about the US reporting season and a lot of the, you know, digitally sort of exposed companies over there. There's been significant concern about what's happening with advertising spend. Here we're looking at a net profit up 37% on the same period last year. So you've got three pillars of the business. You've got audio, which is Newstalk ZB Publishing, which is the Herald, and OneRoof revenue. Revenue for all of those increasing in all areas. And advertising revenue is now at the same level as pre-COVID corresponding period, which is pretty good. As I said, look, it's not a giant on the NZX. It is a smaller company, but in the context of that economic background, looks really good. And unless, you know, I do have this sneaking suspicion, Mike, though, that at the moment as consumers we're saying one thing, but yep, we're actually doing another.
I agree.
Yeah, so spending's still holding up. And NZME have reported that the actual bookings sort of at the start of the third quarter, so that's the second half of the year, actually tracking 5% ahead of previous corresponding period. So, yeah, NZ Herald's on fire. And, of course, listeners out there are tuned into New Zealand's number one breakfast radio program, so radio going very well. Announced the dividend, ongoing capital return program. I would have thought this result would be well received by analysts and investors.
Exactly. Now, Heartland, do we like them?
Yeah, and that interesting stuff going on, and exciting times for Heartland. So it's all about banks, isn't it, Mike? I mean, you had the Kiwi Bank sort of heading back into full government control, and now we've got Heartland Bank announcing its results and a bid for more capital. So these are these full-year results to June 30th. Net profit up 9.3%. That's at the top end of guidance. And outlook for the 23 financial year guiding to that solid growth continuing. So they're doing a $200 million capital raising. Banks can't grow lending without more capital. And that $200 million will go towards assisting the funding of their recent Australian acquisition. So they're retiring some debt with regards to that, so replacing debt with capital. Record net profit, $95.1 million. That Aussie acquisition was an Australian livestock finance business called StockCo. The capital raise commenced yesterday, so they did a book build, which is a bit like a tender arrangement. Capital raising being done at $1.80, which is a 13% discount to Monday's close. So the book build yesterday was for 130 mil. The other 70 mil will allow existing shareholders to apply for first shares up to 50K, I think. They also noted, as has every other party, the untidy introduction of the CCCFA. That slowed the business momentum. Business momentum did recover, though. They've entered an understanding with an Australian bank called Avenue Bank. That, over time, that'll become Heartland's vehicle in Australia. So, yeah, exciting times for Heartland, and, yeah, good numbers.
Very good. Do we get any manufacturing numbers out of Europe and
Yeah, PMI is overnight. So this is the Purchasing Managers Index. And I've noticed the one that I just want to highlight very quickly is the one in the US overnight, which was quite a lot weaker than expected.
Okay.
So, Mike, one more thing I wanted to note this morning, actually, very sad news this morning. Julian Robertson, Tiger Fund guy, has died.
Yeah, no.
Now, obviously, yes, died. Well, that's what's being reported. So, obviously, very much involved in New Zealand through the golf courses and the wineries, and a great friend to New Zealand
very
as well.
Very much so, and gave tremendous amounts of magnificent art to, because he had a fantastic art collection, to the Auckland Gallery. So he fell in love with New Zealand. and invested in New Zealand and leaves a wonderful legacy. It's very sad to hear that. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 32,929, down 134 points, 0.4%. The S&P 500, 4129, down 9 points, 0.2%. And the NASDAQ, 12,412, it's up 31 points. This stage about 0.25%. FTSE 100 overnight, 7488, lower. The Nikkei, 28,452, down over 1%. Shanghai Composite, 3276, not much change there. The Australasian markets were quite a bit weaker, Mike, down over 1%, 6961 on the ASX 200 and 11,643 on the NZX 50. 0.6209 is Kiwi against the US, 0.8969 against the Aussie, 0.6232 euro, 0.5253 pounds, 84.91 yen. Gold, $1,747. And unfortunately, Brent crude is back over 100 bucks, $100.19.
All right, mate, have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jomywealth.co.nz.